thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we are Make Out Palace. That song's not out yet. That's going to be our first single off of our upcoming album. Release date, TBD. We have two more songs for you. But first, Colin, why don't you give the good people out there a little newsletter of what we're going to be up to?
I'd be glad. So Make Out Palace is hitting the road, and we are going with Muzak on a crazy three-day weekender. On Friday, we're hitting Burlington, Vermont. So Burlington people, please show up. On Saturday, we're going to Montreal, Canada. And on Sunday, we are going to Albany, New York. So if you're in any of those areas, have friends in any of those areas, let them know. Muzak Make Out Palace, coming to those places.
Sweet.
Yeah.
This next one is called Strange Birds. I wanted it for some time. So what I really want? I asked you once, you asked me twice. But it happened only once. It's been so long, and you thought I wouldn't have, and now you're gone, and you thought I shouldn't have. It's been so long. My mouth out so I can feel myself out. Thought that you're cool, but you are only nice. You tore the house apart, just looking for the mice. Take it away, Riley. Song for you. If you're driving, you're doing great. You're doing some great driving right now. Thank you so much for having us. We are Make Out Palace. This one's called After Hours, unreleased. Thank you. grab it from the dresser and open my eyes. Store. It is 57 degrees. It will rain all day, but only on me. I am shopping for fruit, but they only sell interim lyrics. I am going to the store. It is 57 degrees. It will rain all day, but never on me. I am desperate for meaningful lyrics, but they only sell fruit. To a payphone, and I'm dialing a number, and I'm dialing a number, and I'm dialing a number. I am going to a payphone, and I'm dialing a number, and I'm dialing a number, and I'm dialing a number. I call you up, you say you're doing fine. It's all without you, it's all without you. I call you up, you say you're doing fine. It's all about you, it's all. There's an expiration date to these things. Most uncles get weird around 45. We are sitting in the bunker. We are sitting in the shelter. We are holding hands and looking at a burning sky. There's an expiration date to these things. Even the world, we will not survive. Going to a payphone, and I'm dialing a number, and I'm dialing a number. And I'm dialing a number. I am going to a payphone, and I'm dialing a number. And I'm dialing a number. And I'm dialing a number. I call you up. You say you're doing fine. It's all about you. It's all about you. I call you up. You say you're doing fine. It's all about you. It's all about you. I call you up. You say you're doing fine. It's all without you, it's all without you. I call you up, you say you're doing fine. It's all about you, it's all about you. Oh. split the chorus. I'm going to sing the first half. Colin's going to sing the second half. I called you up. You said you're doing fine. It's all
without you.
It's all
without you.
I called you up. You said
you're doing fine.
It's all
about you.
It's all
about you.
I called you up. You said
you're doing fine.
It's all
without you.
It's all
without you.
I called you up.
You said
you're doing fine.
And it's all about you. It's all about you.
You, it's all without you. I call you up, you say you're doing fine. It's all about you, and it's all about you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've been Make Out Palace.
And thank you to Make Out Palace for playing on the Town with Mikey D here. We'll talk to them in a little bit, but in the meantime, here is Gretchen J. Enjoy, 91.5 WMFO.
We'll be right back. pieced it all together, which means your little secret is out, it's out. Explosions, lovely luminous gems that glow inside of us. We fan the flames. A little shortness of breath today, a glistening tear in my eye. I just discovered something atrocious. Received a blatant dangerous threat, which means my giant secret is out, which means I'm not safe, I'm not safe. They glow inside of us. We fan the flames. The embers burn bright until we're ash. Irresistible fire, the Machiavellian fan, to create the ultimate modification. Some secrets are best untold.
WMFO. That was American Ocelot with Secret. We had Tick with Z-Tail, and I started that little block off with Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight and Safe House. And I must say, Make Out Palace was totally grooving to American Ocelot there.
Mm-hmm. That was good. What are you...
Yeah, you're on the air now. You can talk.
Yeah, there's a little thing. There's something happening. Do you want to say something?
Aiden and I joined the band through meeting Aiden, and Aiden and I actually met in one of Gretchen Shea's classes at Berkeley.
Nice!
Professional yes. development.
That's professional summer, development summer seminar.
That was 23? Totally not planned. Like, not no joke. That was not planned. But I love when coincidences happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Shout out to Gretchen. Barely did any work for that class, and she let my pass. She let me pass, so I'm grateful for that.
Okay, Gretchen Shea is a friend of the show, so
she's a very nice
she's
lady.
Probably
you're getting
listening.
Ungraduated.
Can
he's
they
already
do that?
Yeah, he's out. He's out.
I did the work. I just did it like super, super, super late.
Developed professionally in that time.
Yeah, that's some professional development there,
I feel
man.
Professionally developed.
So I gotta say, I was because you appeared on the previous show with Mellow Max.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
highly recommended. And does it feel weird being on two shows concurrent, like back to back, on the same station?
A little bit.
It's definitely a first.
It is a first. I'm going for five. I'm going to be here.
You're
going to
be here for five shows.
Yeah. We did remember a story.
I could give you some references, but they're not all on the same day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, you could probably jump on in a couple of shows, but you're not going to be able to do it all in the same day. This is two shows in the same day.
Okay.
You practically live here now in the green room.
Yeah, we got a little setup back there.
Yeah, I saw that bag of popcorn. That was good.
Yeah.
No, but it must have been a little daunting to have all that Max do the, you know, big interview and then go and play. And because usually, you know, if you're like playing acoustic or whatever, you play a song, you chat, and you play another song. But no, you're here for 40 minutes, and then you're playing in there for 40 minutes, and now you're back here, but not for 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we only have a half an hour of show left.
Gotcha.
So,
no, I actually, it's more like thinking of like different stories that we didn't tell Max about it, but we actually went in and immediately remembered a few. We missed the answer. He asked what is like some of the favorite places we've ever played, and we forgot to mention this one very peculiar show that we played.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Because I personally love road stories, mm-hmm. so this is good.
It's simultaneously like the worst, most annoying story ever that became like a really nice, fond memory.
Do
you remember the name of the town?
No, but I feel like you can try and find it.
While you tell the story.
45 minutes
out of Boston. Okay. We get a DM from an Instagram account that looks like a local show promoter.
Looks like a house venue. There's like pictures of like people in a house and like purple light, and it's called The Burrow is the name of the. So like, it sounds like what would be the name of like a house venue or like an underground type thing.
Yeah, and they DM'd us, and there was three other bands on this bill, and it was Corporeal, War Machine, and Main Era. And to us in Austin, those are all people we know. And so we saw that bill, and we really immediately were like, whoever booked this really found like some band. Like we were pretty confident in whoever was booking it after seeing who was being booked.
Okay.
And so we ended up going out there, and 45 minutes out, it was a big excursion for us because none of us have a car, so we had to really figure out how we're getting out there.
Borrowed a friend's car. A bunch of little things were going wrong. I had
Sharon, Massachusetts.
Okay,
all that, the way out in Sharon. Is the borough. That is out of the way.
If going I could find this guy's name, I would call him out. Probably.
No. People make mistakes.
You don't want any S sling in here.
People make mistakes.
I don't know that it felt very sort of schemey.
Well, here we need to tell them what happened. So
prior contact, they said they were like, come to this address. The borough is at this address in Sharon, Massachusetts. Come to this address. We will like promote locally, but it's on you guys to bring a crowd all the way from Boston.
Which is crazy. We were at
an Austin band.
It
was a smaller thing, and we were like a basement band at that point.
They're like, it's on you guys to bring a crowd. Be here at this time. And so we drive 45 minutes. We get to the spot, the address. And the place with the address is the Red Lentil Vegan and Vegetarian Restaurant. And nobody's in it except for one band that is playing in like this empty restaurant.
Okay.
And so the bands like start to pull up. We're there at the time that he told us to be there. We get out of like cars in this parking lot, and we're there just sort of milling around for a sec, figuring out what to do. And then this guy comes out, and he was dressed like a pirate because it was like Halloween weekend. He had a fake parrot on his shoulder, and he goes, "Hey,
we were mostly in costume."
We were all in costume, and he was like, "Hey guys, are you guys all the bands?" And we were like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Okay, cool. Thanks for coming when I told you to. So my band is playing right now, and we're gonna keep playing for like two and a half hours until the restaurant closes for dinner service." So you guys can just hang out here in this parking lot until then, but all the people you brought, they can come in and watch my band in this empty restaurant.
Yeah. And Sharon asked.
And like, we didn't really bring people.
No one's going to dress. Yeah.
And so we just kind of hung out like
the people
we went
who come
to our
shows aren't like gonna drive.
It started as like I was like, oh my god, this is like a bad feeling. But we drove like 2 minutes to this lake and we hung out and we ate snacks and we like were talking and having a good time. And then we drove back over. Like his band was finishing up, nobody in the restaurant, like not even one customer. Mm-hmm. It was there were like
people saw through the window that we were playing and then just walked. They walked
also,
in and walked out.
We should also say that when his band were done playing, they left.
Yeah, they
were. Yeah, they got out of there.
They left.
It was just us and like
and
our
like
buddies
a, and like a confused waitress.
Except we played like the greatest show.
Yeah,
we
did. It was one of
and
the
no
best
one
sets
got to
ever.
See it. So I often think about the Red Lentil. And how legendary it was and how no one was there.
We're sitting on a video. We'll never put
we
it
do
out.
We do have a video.
You gotta put that out.
Halloween this year.
That's a gift. We'll like a 1 year anniversary.
That'll work.
Yeah. 1 year anniversary of
the
Red Lentil fiasco.
We played to nobody at a vegan restaurant.
Yeah.
We played unreleased music too, and it's probably at that point going to be out. The songs that we played
That's
are going to be out. So
but
be
the, yeah, the vibes were crazy. We were like, we had a bunch of snacks on stage. We were like eating while we were playing because it was like
12. It was 12 at that point, and it's it's all our friends. So the band, we were friends with all the other bands too. So it was just hanging
out.
We
did find a nice little park.
A nice
with
park
some benches with next to a body of water. For
just
us
goes
to
show, even the worst booking disasters can become fond,
great
friendly
times.
Memories.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long story.
I mean, that happens with all kind of up and coming bands and, you know, playing to nobody. And we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah,
I've seen amazing shows that only 12 people went to.
Yeah,
and I've seen terrible shows that 200 people went to.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I think that's important. Like a lot, I think a lot of bands who are like up and coming are valuing themselves based on like how many people come to my show, and like I guess that you can think about that like popularity wise, but mostly like you should be. It's about
time.
You like playing the music and enjoying your music. That's how you should value your band.
Well, some of them. Well, I mean, I'm dating myself now, but this was back before, you know, internet promotion was a big thing. I mean, people were still flyering telephone poles in Alston and in Newbury Street and all that stuff. And you know, those kinds of shows, you know, trying to get 12 people in the door, you know, that's... I mean, those are the days when you had disposable time and disposable income, and I'm old. I'm sorry.
No.
It's all good.
Those shows are always, like... Even the worst times we've had, we've always come out of it with a story that's like we laugh at when we think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes the show itself isn't very memorable, but what happened before, what happened after. I mean, I knew one band that would, I mean, they were all, you know, young college age.
Yeah.
So they had a hard time getting into the clubs that they were booked at.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, you're not 21. And people were like, you know, totally Karening and swearing at them. Yeah. It's like, we're the band supposed to be on stage in an hour.
Yeah.
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 And
yeah, that one time.
Just lots of stories of perseverance like that.
I don't remember which place. There was one place where we were really worried because we one of us was 20.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
It happened one time, and it wasn't even. It ended up not being a problem.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a whole underage drinking thing.
Yeah.
But if you're,
do kids still do that?
I think. I mean,
they have iPhones. They have iPhones now. Do they need to drink?
Let's face it.
Who needs beer when you have an iPad?
Stop them.
Yeah, I guess.
But
listen to Makeup House instead, kids.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't need alcohol to listen to Makeup House.
No, you don't. Just lots of coffee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lots of coffee.
Just lots of coffee.
Lots of coffee.
I did notice that.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, I don't know if they want to be mentioned by name, but the assistant to producer Joel here loved your performance tonight. Like, she was jamming the entire night. Nice.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
Well, that's the goal.
So, yeah.
That is the goal. Yeah.
Yeah. She and Max, I don't know if Max is still in the building.
In the building. I saw him very briefly when we started talking.
Oh, he's through the portal window in Studio D.
Oh.
Oh, and there she is jamming already. She's probably listening to the playback. But yeah, she was totally jamming. Mm. And Max brought you here, so that's why
he
stuck around.
Shout out Max.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or either that or they're listening to us.
Yep.
Meta. Meta. Yeah.
I think one of the most, like, hearing that, honestly, it just makes me think about, we talk about this in terms of our live performance and just all of it, that, like, people having a good time at our shows is, like, very important to us. And I don't know if I feel that way about every single band I see, like in terms of self-indulgence and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I think we definitely think a lot about how can we play a show in a set that is fun enough for everybody. And, like, it's still fun for us to play our songs, but it's just, like, how can we make it as inclusive if, like, people have never even heard of us, if they could be, like, dancing along.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I'm trying to remember which song it was, but it was like one or two of your songs tonight had the sax line being just doubling the bass line. I thought that was really nice. And some of the guitar tones, I'm going to get a mini tech geeky. That's more of Producer Joel's thing.
Yeah.
He loves equipment and sounds and all that stuff. And I'm like, oh, that nice little Leslie effect. I'm like, I'm probably wrong in that, whatever that tone
is. I know exactly what you're talking about. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
What it's called.
It is technically a chorus. But the effect you're describing is like simulating
that's different than just a standard chorus thing.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm manipulating.
Do you have a tremolo on right now?
No.
I feel like you have before, haven't you? It's got the
fade. I had a multi-effect at one point. You are right, though. I am, like, actively trying to make it sound like a Leslie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So yeah. I'm not a total maroon when it comes to this.
Not at all.
But yeah, with sax lines doubling bass lines, and that was pretty sweet. And I mean, I can't wait to hear the playback either, so...
I'm really excited to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to hear it.
But, yeah, so for those who weren't listening 3 hours ago...
Yep.
Yeah.
How can people reach you?
They can reach us easiest at Makeout Palace Official on Instagram. We also have a website, makeoutpalace.com. And we also have music out on Spotify, Apple Music, and pretty much any platform.
Do you have it on the Bandcamp? We love the Bandcamp.
We do have it on the Bandcamp. You can go on Bandcamp and get our self-titled album, Makeout Palace, right now.
Also, if you would like to book us, you can email us. makeoutpalaceband@gmail.com.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you said it, so you're not going to get totally spammed.
No.
There's spam filters built in.
I'm the spam filter.
Colin's good with the spam filter.
I'm the spam filter.
Gmail's good with it.
Yeah. I mean, you type it and suddenly bam, 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 bam. Here's Viagra pills and
get that off of my email. I don't need that.
You know, solve your senility.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My emails are all Quora things telling me, did you know Paul McCartney used this bit? It's all weirdly Beatles stuff.
I get an email from Duolingo every day. Do it every day. And not because of the email. I don't know how to stop the owl from emailing me.
Okay.
Huh.
It's Duolingo, French. I don't know Spanish.
Dude, I, like, 4 or 5 years ago, did Uber Eats for a little bit. and I still get like texts and emails every day from Uber Eats.
I ordered through Pizza Hut once like 5 years ago. I still get texts at least once a week.
Well, they have a framed photo of you and they look at it. And they're like,
well, I did it because I drove Uber Eats and like DoorDash. Okay. Like I delivered and they send me things. It was like it's been like 4 or 5 years. They send me things every single day. Just random nonsense.
But you see, you actually worked for DoorDash and Uber Eats, so that's a little different.
Yeah, it makes.
I ordered. I was weak when I saw a commercial, and I took advantage of that stupid commercial. And I get texts from them probably once every other week ever since.
Colin, what was the
crazy
when we used to live together when we ordered a pizza and that
pizza
one time, that guy wouldn't let you take
I ordered I've never had this happen in my life. I go down to get this pizza and the guy hands me the box, like he's in front of me handing me the box, and I put both my hands on it to take the box from him, and he just does not let go. And I've never in my life had to, like, you know, you immediately try to like grab it and walk away because you've never expected resistance from a pizza person handing you a box. It was just bizarre. I almost dropped really it weird. Because like I tried to walk. There was no exchange of words after that. It was it really was just like I tried to walk away, couldn't, and then he just let go eventually. But I just walked back up.
Did you make eye contact?
Can you imagine? I mean, viewer at home, imagine a very surprised face. But like, I pretty much just looked like immediately like, what?
I live right now. My like bedroom is on the first floor, and it's like right on the street, right next to like my front door. So like, if I open one of my windows, my front door is like right.
Yeah,
next
to
my window, and I ordered food the other day.
And what's your address?
I wasn't the one. My roommate had ordered food, and their food had arrived. Mm. And the guy who ordered the food like knocked on my window, which was open, so he was like pressing on the mesh
on like the window screen,
and was like, "Hey, I have your food." And I didn't order any food.
I have your food.
It was crazy.
But yeah.
You know, shout out Uber drivers. Uber carried me through college.
Bar.
All right, that's awesome. All right, well, you've been here long enough already.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll let you break down your equipment and all of that and get going. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having us on.
Makeout Palace official.
Makeout Palace official.
On the Instagram.
On the gram.
Do not confuse us with the other Makeout Palace.
Oh, no. Makeout Palace unofficial is really problematic.
Not affiliated.
Yeah. We don't like them.
Makeout Palace unofficial, not affiliated.
Nice.
Mm-mm.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will see you next time.
See you next time.
All right. Here is Bent Knee, 91.5 WMFO.
Incredible.
What you think? I'll take your gum and stuff it down my good another goblins in my stomach and try to make sense of it. Ooh, they tend to be illiterate, but I am optimistic they will get it. So you can say anything, and it won't make a difference. I can swallow 20 pills without water. Give or take, and I don't mind. So go ahead and hit the combo, finish me so I can watch a TV show until I feel okay. Stay up until 4 a.m. The pain begins to fade. Yeah, I can play a full tilt. I only have a single chip, so you can miss as much as you wanna take. Either way, I'm all in. But I'll never have the guts to tell you. I'd rather be home watching a TV.
Face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO. That was Ragu with Carpool. We had Rocky Shores with Jenny Killed a Squirrel. And we have brand new stuff from Bent Knee. The song is called Illiterate. The album is called 20 Pills Without Water. And it comes out August 30th. That was the first single. So, yeah. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. And that is just about it for this installment. It's going to be a good week. I was just checking the schedule because next week Lils will be here and Trash Rabbit will be performing live. It's going to be 3 hours of local music, 3 hours of live music, 3 hours of recorded music, 3 hours of great music. So tune in next week with Lils and Trash Rabbit. I'm going to close everything out with some more new stuff. This is the title track from Man in the Boat. This is the Habaneros. I'll see you next time. 91.5 WMFO.
Get very far.